Dr. Librand and his wife, Jody, of 34 years, homeschooled their five children from birth to college, where they all excelled in academics and community, the University of Texas, and Abilene Christian. With their combined degrees, two BAs, two masters, one doctorate, Fred and Jody have stuck with their faith and their obsession with practical learning. As a result, the overall theme of teaching them to learn how to learn invades everything they offer.
So I want to talk with you about the problem with communication. What really is going on? Now, the traditional model is basically you have a sender, and that sender sends info, right, to a receiver. And this receiver is giving feedback and interpreting to the sender, who adjusts that again, who adjusts that again. And in this cycle, we communicate or miscommunicate. Look, I like this model. I like it a lot, but I'm going to show you something that is maybe a little more subtle, but in fact, maybe indeed more powerful. And it's something you can actually change. It could change everything. So, if you just bear with me a second, I'm going to clear this page and walk you through this information. So it works like this. What's going on in spouse, husband, wife, child, parent, doctor, patient, etc., is a very common interaction. And it works like this. So on this side, we have the girl. Please don't put in your mind anything more. I'm not talking about male, female stuff here, but this is the most common way I explain it, because most of my work in this area is with husbands and wives. So I got the girl, and I got the guy, and the guy's somewhat happy-ish. The girl, kind of the same. All right. So what happens is I'll start here, and this girl, this woman, feels something, okay? And as a result, she takes action. This, in turn, tends to affect the guy so that he feels something. And guess what he does? He takes action. And this interactive game of using our actions to get someone, well, really, that's what's up. The action is used to get them to change their action. So he's basically acting in a way to get her to change how she acts so he can feel better. So he wants to feel better, and he's acting in a way to get her to change. She wants to feel better, so she's acting in a way to get him to change. You know what we call this? This is actually called manipulation. Manipulation. This is where we're using our behavior to try to get the other person to behave a certain way. And the real problem, in my way of thinking about this, is that it's being done subtly or clandestinely, oftentimes unaware, unconscious, I think you might call it, rather than out there up front. It's a little different when someone says, "I'm trying to sell you something." And you know the game, and there, you know, you're at a car dealership or something like that. You get it. When this stuff happens in our relationship, it's a whole different story. So how do we cure this? Well, there's one big cure. And the big cure is, make it a little darker, I mean bigger, is this word right here. Freedom. It's about freedom. This freedom is the key. And so, noticing this picture is kind of the messy way it works, but that freedom overlay, this thing right here, freedom is what we need more of in our relationships. Freedom would mean this. that person is free to respond however they want. When we're manipulating, they're not free. We're demanding from them how they should act. So what I'm inviting you to do is to elevate this value in your own soul, in your own being. Get it to a place, a fresh place, where that person is free to react or act how they wish. You know, if you're using your action and honestly communicating with it, that's one thing. But if you demand that they have to behave a certain way, that's something entirely different. Now, there are nuances with this because little children, you know, some of parenting is just manipulation, sorry. Because they're under your care and guard, and they're not, don't have a fully developed frontal cortex. They're just not ready. This is interaction with people who can function in self-chosen ways, so to speak. And that really is older kids and upward. You need to begin to understand how this game goes and ideally want them to treat you with freedom. But if they don't, that's their business. What this means is when a person reacts, if they don't like the meal you made, then they didn't like it. If you pitch a fit to get them to apologize, to say they did like it when they really didn't like it, that's manipulation. And if we get this out in the open and pay attention and start honoring each other to say, look, you are free to react how you want. That doesn't mean you love it, but it means that you're out of this manipulation game and you're stepping into authentic communication, because that's where, and what we want, that's where resolving things really happens. Begins here with replacing manipulation with respect for each other's freedom. My name's Fred Lybrand, and I hope that...